Hello, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, well, then we would like to record your answers, and your opinion is really important, sir. I'm going to ask you just a few questions. So let's go ahead and continue. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Michigan, Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Michigan.
Thank you so much, sir. And then forward, in what year were you born? Just a year.
1987.
Thank you so much. And also, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
100% certain will vote.
Thank you, sir. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country, in your own words, right now?
The most important issue is inflation and the economy.
Inflation and the economy, right? Thank you so much. Your opinion is being recorded. It's very important. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
You vote for Republican Donald Trump, thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
0, thank you. We can use the lowest number on the scale, definitely. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican candidate.
Thank you so much. Let me record your opinion here, sir. And moving forward, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Is that strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly disagree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
That's kind of a hard one to answer.
Your opinion is important, sir. Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving forward now, I am going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree, same options, that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you so much. Moving forward, sir. I would like now, I would like for you to please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. More or less likely. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More or less likely to vote for President Biden in the 2024 election on that statement?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same options.
Somewhat less likely. Sorry,
somewhat less likely to vote for Biden.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Definitely. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Much.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizens, state experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much, sir, for your opinion. It's very important. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following using those options. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate into our communities.
Don't believe it. Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned, right? Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill the bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not at all concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you so much. Moving forward with the 77%, almost done. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Trump's or Biden?
Trump's.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you very much for that. And now moving forward, I'm going to ask you, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, not that I know of. My family is all immigrants who all immigrated legally and pay taxes and are part of the system. So I have no heart or care for those who have stolen the life of that Americans have. I don't care.
Thank you, sir. And your
my family. Yeah. I hope that it's recorded.
It is recorded. Definitely.
Yeah.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use Univision, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, Facebook, OAN or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Fox News channels or website, Instagram? Which one do you use?
The only one out of the list that I heard you say was, YouTube.
YouTube. You do get your news from YouTube. Okay, thank you, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you.
Mm-hmm. That was the only one on the list that you listed. I don't use any of the other sources that you listed.
Correct.
YouTube Shorts comes up, and there are some things that I do learn from those YouTube Shorts, but that is not the only source.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My family traces their heritage from the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands, right?
Yep, or Holland, Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much for that. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in any other country, or in another country?
I was born here, first generation.
Oh, and so that means that were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
The Netherlands.
In the Netherlands, right? Thank you so much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish,
English.
More Spanish than English. Always English. Okay, thank you so much, sir. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I would say independent.
Independent, okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican currently.
Closer to Republicans currently, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
More conservative.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, 4 years, right? College graduate, thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
It is Christian, Protestant.
Protestant, Christian, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, thank you so very much in that case, Nicholas. I really appreciate that. And well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, you can contact me whenever.
Okay, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Thank you, son. Sir, take care.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.